Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Art Kusnier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Murphy. Pitching for the California Angels, Tom Murphy. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Richard moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richard moves to third. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Fregosi catches it and steps on first to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Cowan trapped. There's the throw to Richard who tags Cowan for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Art Kussner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kussner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to third. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parker is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Art Cusinier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusinier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusinier hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Cusinier and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bruce Christensen pinch hits for Tom Murphy. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second, with Alomar covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Art Kusnier. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jerry Moses now catching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Reichart moves to third. John Stone moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichart. The slide. Moses applies the tag. Reichart is out. John Stone moves to third. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Richard is hit by the pitch. Hermann moves to third. Wood moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichart. Berry reaches second base with a double. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.